We're talking with Chad Dawson, folks, of course, on April 28th at the Boardwalk Hall. Of course, they used to call it the house that Gotti built, the house that Arturo Gotti sold out so many times in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Of course, the site of Mike Tyson and Michael Spinks back in 1987. I mean, there's a lot of history in this hall as far as boxing is concerned. And hopefully, in your mind, this is going to be a retirement party for Bernard Hopkins, huh?
Yes, definitely. That's what I've been calling it, the retirement party. And, I mean, I think the night of October 15th, I mean, that was supposed to be my night that night. I was supposed to make history in California, but it didn't pan out the way I wanted it to, so I get a chance to do it again on the 28th. And hopefully he'll come to fight, and we can get the fans what they wanted, and we can get Bernard Hopkins out of boxing.
Well, Chad, maybe you ought to give out, you know, when you send out a few tickets to your family, friends, and things like that, maybe you ought to send them out as retirement party tickets.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hopefully he'll be having it. Hopefully they have it already set up for that night, and I can stop in and, you know, show my face.
Chad Dawson's our guest. As I said, April 28th is Bernard Hopkins. What do you think Bernard Hopkins' claim to fame is? I mean, you know, the guys that he beat and real big names that he beat were smaller guys than Oscar De La Hoya and Felix Trinidad and people like that. But what is his claim to fame?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really look at it as his claim to fame because, like you said, as a middleweight, he was a great middleweight. He was, you know. And I remember time being a young guy watching Bernard Hopkins fighting and wanting to see him fight, you know. But you know, over the last few years, you see, to me, in my opinion, he's diminishing the sport. And it's a lot of young, like I shouldn't be fighting Bernard Hopkins for these titles because Bernard Hopkins should not be in boxing. You know, he's too old. I mean, and he's talking about breaking records with George Foreman and everybody else, but he's doing it the wrong way, you know. I mean, I don't know how you call yourself a legend when you got out of the fight the way you did the last fight in October. I mean, there's just so many things. And I just want to get rid of him and get him out of the sport so that, you know, light heavyweight division could go on and reach new heights. So, I mean, that's just my whole thing.
Okay. What's going to be your attack mode? What are you going to change things anything differently than you did in the first fight? I mean, are you going after?
We don't really have to change much because, I mean, we saw everything that we trained for that fight. We saw that night, you know, the 1-2 in headbutt, the 1-2-3 combination he got with the headbutt. I mean, the holding, the leaning, he jumped on my back several times. I mean, so hopefully all these things won't. The ref, we have a good ref, and he'll be in there, and he won't allow those things to happen, and we can fight like boxers are supposed to fight, and we'll figure out who's the better man and who's the champion tonight.
Okay. Did you happen to catch last week's Vitaly Klitschko, Derek Chisora fight? Did you watch that on TV?
No, I didn't see the fight, but I seen the weigh-in.
The weigh-in, and then
I seen the press conference after the fight.
Yeah, man, there was more punches thrown before and after the fight than there was during the fight.
It looks like he took more of a beating after the fight than he did in the fight. It looked like David Haye caught him with a couple of nice shots.